It's been a long wait for voters in Nigeria to find out who won the presidential election there. First, the vote itself was postponed just hours before people started casting their ballots. Then it was rescheduled for a week later, and many worried that the delay would lead to low voter turnout. But over the weekend, Nigerians finally voted and then waited several days to hear the results. Today, election officials in Nigeria finally announced the outcome.
Muhammadu Buhari of the All Progressives Congress, having satisfied the requirements of the law and scored the highest number of votes, is hereby declared winner and is returned elected. Thank you.
That means a second term in office for Nigeria's incumbent president, Muhammadu Buhari. His supporters celebrated Buhari's victory on the streets of the capital, Abuja. Buhari reportedly won 56% of the votes against 41% for his main rival. Later, the president himself thanked Nigerians for keeping him in office.
I thank the millions of Nigerians who voted to re-elect me as your president for the next 4 years. I'm deeply humbled and profoundly grateful to you.
Buhari says that he's deeply humbled and profoundly grateful. He also claimed the vote was peaceful and orderly, and he blamed troublemakers for the violence that marred Nigeria's election campaign. Observers reported that more than 40 people were killed during the vote on Saturday and its aftermath. And there are other big question marks hanging over his election, like fraud allegations. In fact, Buhari's main rival, opposition leader Atiku Abubakar, is planning to challenge the results. Kola Olobondian is a spokesman for the opposition PDP party.
It is a sad commentary on the electoral system of our nation. As I can say, I think in the history of this country, this will appear to be the worst election. And for us in the People's Democratic Party, the result is totally unacceptable.
A spokesman for Nigeria's opposition party previewing a legal challenge to the country's recent presidential election.